Good morning. You're joining us on a Monday morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. As promised, we said we'd be back, and here we are.
We are. It's Monday, David. We're so full of energy and hopes for the week.
Hooray, hooray. Another day.
Yeah, another day.
Chance to excel in every way. Well, we'll start with something that's perhaps maybe becoming more and more of a problem in this modern age. Maine State Police have issued a distracted driving summons to a man who they say crashed into a tree while taking a selfie with his passengers, injuring several of them.
Well, look, there are so many distractions, and I can't think of anybody who can't be accused of having done something which is dumb, because the minute you take your eyes off the road, you're done, and we know it. A deer can come out at any second. We've all had that experience. Somebody can be eating something or taking a bottle cap off. But we know that some are worse than others. And the government is almost frantic about texting while driving and getting people to stop doing that. I think people think they can do it, but they can't. And how do we know this? Because after the crashes, they're able to do interviews and they're able to find out about who is doing what. So taking a selfie is just stupid. And the minute you do that, you're looking at something other than the road, obviously. Same thing with texting while driving. Same thing with peeling an orange.
Well, we're now headed to a major area of the world that hasn't been explored, at least when you read the articles, as much by the U.S. as many other countries, including Russia. From the Times, when President Obama travels to Alaska today, he will become the first president to venture above the Arctic Circle while in office. He hopes to focus attention on the effects of climate change on the Arctic. Some lawmakers in Congress, analysts, and even some government officials, Alan, say the U.S. is lagging behind other nations, chief among them Russia, in preparing for the new environmental, economic, and geopolitical realities facing the region.
Well, that's right, David. It's interesting because the one thing that Obama is talking about today as he goes forth is climate change. And yet, as we all know, he's been coming in for a certain amount of criticism for allowing the drilling in the Arctic area. That he doesn't want to talk about or pay that much attention to. What he is paying attention to, obviously, is the idea that this world is digging its own grave. We know that. We have seen it. The scientists have told us that, and yet we refuse to do everything we can. Now, he's putting it all on the table, and I think politically it constitutes a real risk for the Republicans. While not every Republican is opposed to climate remediation, there are those who do, and we know that they have clients and they have others that they respond to. Like their positions on women and Hispanics, it costs them a great deal. And that's why when one comes along and sounds like more of a moderate, they put themselves in great danger with the electorate, which is a very small part of the Republican Party that comes out in primaries.
With his Republican rivals embracing aggressive stands against illegal immigration, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Alan, said that if he's elected president, the U.S. would track foreign visitors just like FedEx track packages.
Well, it's something to say. I saw that in the paper. But I have to say that Chris Christie isn't going to be president. And so it doesn't really matter what he's saying. But obviously, everybody is trying to get on the bandwagon. They know that immigration is incredibly frowned upon by many members of the Republican minority who are going to vote in that election, in those elections. So everybody comes up with a different wrinkle. This is Chris Christie's. Could it be done? Eh, maybe a little bit. But Chris Christie is not going to be the president.
Well, the highly respected poll in Iowa shows Democratic 2016 contender Hillary Clinton's lead in the key state fallen dramatically as Senator Bernie Sanders has climbed to within 7 percentage points of the front runner.
And that's with a long time to go. I mean, his rise has been meteoric. I've been talking about the Republicans who show up in primaries. Now let's talk about the Democrats. Democratic primary voters are often those who have the most ideological spin on the way things are going. Whether you consider that good or bad doesn't much matter, but the moment the party goes too far left, they lose in the middle in the general election. As I have said many times, I'm a big admirer of Bernie's, and I have to tell you, he knew from the first moment that he could do something here. I've spoken to him about it many, many times, and it looks like he may just do it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.